Well, greetings to each of you, and welcome to The Shakedown, a podcast about corrections, for corrections, and by corrections. I am your host, Aaron Dawson. Good to be with you on this season-ending episode of the podcast. Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. We have made it through two seasons of the podcast. For those of you who have been listening to these episodes, let me say I greatly appreciate your time in doing so. And any word that you can get out there to others about what we're doing on this podcast. So very grateful to Nigel for allowing me the opportunity to do this and to be with you on a weekly basis. The things that we have covered in two seasons, I was looking back over the episode list the other day. It blows my mind that this will be episode number 62, if my math is correct. So what an awesome ride it's been thus far. And just FYI, gearing up for some great ideas for season three, Lord willing. And so glad to be able to be with you for two seasons and looking forward to however long we're able to continue this. As we get into this time of year, we're in the holiday season. You know, you got Thanksgiving, you've got Christmas, the two biggest holidays, and just speaking personally, two of my favorite holidays as holidays go. And I heard it said one time that this time of year, this holiday season, this Thanksgiving and Christmas season, it's either super up or it's super down, depending on, you know, what's going on in your life, depending on the things that you're facing, the challenges that you're facing, you know, a host of contributing factors, but either it's super up or it's super down. And, you know, when we look at what's going on in the world, when we look at what's going on in our culture, when we look at what's going on in our agencies, when we look at the career of corrections and the challenges that we're facing as corrections officers, as an industry, if you will, there is always plenty to be down, depressed, or upset about. I mean, if we're looking to be down and discouraged, there is plenty of fodder there to feed that mindset. And when we feed that mindset and we allow ourselves to dwell on what's wrong, what's not working, what we wish was different, well, that produces stress, that produces anxiety, and if left unchecked, that can lead to depression. You know, I was reading an article a few months ago, and it made the statement in the article that the leading cause of people on disability in the United States today is clinical depression. That the massive majority of people that are deemed unable to function or to work or whatever the case may be, it's depression that they're battling. And you know, when we think about that and we think about the challenges that we face in this career field and the fact that, you know, often we see people and deal with people at their worst. We deal with people that are struggling with addictions. We deal with people that have made some bad decisions, and some of them some very tragic decisions. And so, you know, they're not at a high point in their life, and they're not happy to be in jail, and they're not happy to talk to us, and you know, they're not happy about their life situations. And if we're not careful, that environment and their mindset and their approach to life can impact us. And it can lead to you and I developing a very cynical worldview, a very negative mindset and attitude. But interestingly enough, when we look at the data in relation to depression, you know, there are a host of medicinal or therapeutic methods that are out there that are being prescribed to deal with depression. But overwhelmingly, over and over and over again, the data shows that the best remedy for stress, for anxiety, for depression is not a pill. It's a mindset. And that mindset is gratitude. And that being said, I'd like to close out season two with a challenge. And I'd like to offer you a challenge, and I'd like to extend the invitation for you and I to make a commitment in response to this challenge. And this challenge is fourfold. The first part of the challenge is, it's a challenge to be thankful. It's a challenge to be thankful. You know, just as easy as it is to find things to be upset about, to be discouraged about, to be down about, just as easy as it is to find those things, if we set out to find things to be thankful for, there is so much that we can be thankful for. Things such as simple as our health. And you say, now, wait a minute, you know, my health is not what it was. You know, my health is, you know, it's been a tough year for me as far as my health is concerned. And I'm not making light of that if that's your situation. But we have the health to listen to a podcast. And I'm very grateful that you're exercising that decision. But we have the health to get up. We have the health to work and to do. We have the health to do the things that we want to do in our life. We look at things like resources. Now, again, I know that nobody's making it rich in the corrections industry, but we have resources. You know, we have food to eat. We have clothes to wear. We have a job to go to. And we can be thankful for that job, you know, in a time where it may be very difficult for some people to find good, consistent, and secure work. If we're in the corrections industry, it is secure. If you say nothing else about it, you can say that it is secure. We can be thankful for the freedom that we enjoy as American citizens. And depending on your political views, you may say, oh, well, you know, there's this, there's that. True. Those may be true. But as Americans, we have the freedoms. We enjoy freedoms that many throughout the world would literally give their life to have. And so we can be thankful for that freedom. We can be thankful to be alive. We can be thankful for what we have. As limited or as it may be, we can be thankful. So the first stage of this commitment or this challenge is, let's commit in this season to be thankful. Second part of the challenge, let's commit to remember. Remember what? Well, remember things that are important. Remember the victories and the defeats that we've experienced and walked through in this year. Sure, there have been tough times. Sure, there have been times where maybe we made a mistake. Sure, there have been times where we look back and we say, man, that hurt. I hope I don't have to walk through something like that again. Sure, those defeats are there, but there's also the victories. So a commitment to remember the victories and how we pushed and we bled and we sweat and we invested in. We got the fruits of our labor, those victories, and the lessons we learned in those defeats. To remember where we came from. We can look back a year ago and say, okay, where was I in my career? Where was I as an individual? Where was I in my family? Where was I in my culture? And look back at where we were and where we are now. The progress that we've made. Look back and remember, and then look forward to where we are going. What are the goals? What are the purposes? How much further down the path, as it were, have we moved towards that goal and towards that purpose? To remember our goals and our vision. What is it that motivated us to get into this line of work? What is it that motivates us to get out of bed in the morning? If it's just a paycheck, well, good grief. You can find other careers to earn a paycheck in. But I'm assuming that if you're in corrections, you're in corrections because you had a goal and a purpose. You know, as a warden sitting in on job interviews, I cannot tell you how many times, you know, when we would be interviewing folks, they would start the conversation with something along the lines of, I've always wanted to be involved in law enforcement. I wanted to be involved in something that allowed me to give back to my community. I wanted to be involved in something that allowed me to serve my community. And I imagine for many of you, that's what drove you to get into it. So commit to remember that, you know what? On those days where it's difficult and those days where we question our decisions, is that still our goal? Is that still our purpose to remember that? To remember what matters. You know, I've said many times throughout trainings and in conversations with people, corrections is what we do. It's not who we are. Corrections is a job. Our purpose is what we are. It's what drives us to do. Maybe that's family. Maybe that's faith. Maybe that's fill in the blank, whatever it is for you. But remember what it is that matters to you. So, first challenge, be thankful. Second challenge, remember. Third challenge to love. Jobs are temporary. People are forever. So this challenge is to proactively love on those closest to us, those people that stand beside us, those people that when we get home and we're wore out and we're frustrated and, you know, we just want to give up on everything, those people that stand beside us and say, you got this. Keep going. Keep pushing. Don't give in. Keep pushing. Those people who support us and have supported us throughout our lives, to take some time to proactively love on them. But not just love on those closest to us, though that is important, but to love somebody else. You know, this season, the Thanksgiving and the Christmas season, so often it's about, you know, the temptation is to focus on me and what I want and what makes me happy, and it's internal focused. Well, anytime we get internally focused, it's very easy to get discouraged and cynical because, you know what? The world really doesn't care about what we want and what we would like. So it's very easy to get frustrated with that. But you know what makes life enjoyable? What makes life satisfying? What makes life fulfilling? It's not focusing inward. It's focusing outward. Find somebody that you can love on. Find somebody that you can be an encouragement, that you can be a blessing to. There have been people in your life who've been an encouragement and a blessing to you. Well, turn that around. Find somebody. There's probably somebody on your shift or in your agency. They're struggling. They're having a tough time. Maybe they've got some illness in their family, or maybe they've had the recent death of a loved one, or maybe they've had some kind of, you know, there's been an accident, a wreck, or you know, their house, something is, you know, their house is burned, or whatever the case may be. They're struggling. Well, you know what? Proactively, let's go out of our way to love on somebody and focus on somebody else and encouraging them in this time. So the challenge is to be thankful. The challenge is to remember. The challenge is to love. And then fourthly and finally, the challenge is to look with hope, to look with hope. I've got a placard here in my office off to my left. And that placard says this: the best is yet to come. And I keep that there to remind me on those days when I'm frustrated, on those days when I'm discouraged, on those days when I'm looking at my life and I'm questioning choices and decisions I made, on those times where I'm like, you know, I'm asking myself, am I doing the right thing? Am I headed the right way? Am I wasting my time? To remind me the best is yet to come, to look forward with hope, to look forward with hope in our personal lives. You know, I don't know what's going on in your personal life, you know, whether it be relationships or whether it be your, you know, your current situation, but the best is yet to come. If we keep pushing, if we don't quit, if we keep pushing, the best is yet to come. So look with hope in our personal life and look with hope in our professional life. There's a lot in this industry that's a problem. You could say there's a lot that's wrong in the corrections industry or the corrections field. And that would probably be an accurate assessment. Excuse me. We're dealing with cultural issues. You know, when we look at our job and we look at our task and we look at the things that are before us, and then the culture looks at what we do, and often they have a different view, a different vision, a different purpose, a different perspective. And those perspectives, you know, they collide, and that's frustrating. There are people that maybe you know or that you've come in contact with that view our industry with disdain or even disgust. There's challenges that face our profession. But you know what? We have a choice, just like in our personal life. We have a choice. We can quit. We can roll over. We can die. We can say it's never going to get better. We can say there's no point. There's no value in it anymore. I'm out. Or we can learn. We can grow. We can adjust. And we can say, you know what? As long as I'm pushing forward, as long as I'm working, as long as I'm striving, as long as I don't quit, the best is yet to come. So guys, let me challenge you in this holiday season. It can be super up or it can be super down. And guys, a lot of that depends upon the decision that we make, each of us inside our own hearts and minds. How are we going to move forward? Down, cynical, depressed, discouraged, frustrated. Are we going to commit to be thankful? Are we going to commit to remember? Are we going to commit to love? Are we going to commit to look with hope? Guys, if we will commit to do those four things, I'm going to make a guarantee. If you will commit to do those four things, if I will commit to do those four things, that is how you beat anxiety and depression. We always hear about this time of year that the risk for suicide among our inmate population is higher in this time because it's a time of reflection. It's a time of remembering. And for a lot of those folks that are in our facilities, there may not be a whole lot positive and uplifting to encourage them. And so, statistically speaking, the risk for suicide attempts goes up in this time of year. Therefore, we got to be extra vigilant. We got to pay attention to what's going on. We got to read our inmates, and we got to make sure we take due diligence in dealing with that. But guys, the same principles that hold true for our inmate population can hold true for you, for me, and for the fellow officers that work alongside of us. Super up or super down. And the only way that we or they are going to beat anxiety, are going to beat depression, the data is clear. It's a mindset of gratitude. It's a mindset of gratitude. So guys, I encourage you, take the things that we've talked about here. Think about them, stew on them, pull them apart. If you know somebody in your, you know, on your shift or in your agency or even somebody that maybe they don't even work in the industry, but you know they're battling with this stuff, man, send them a link to this episode and have them listen to it. Let's spread this out there, guys. You know, that you see signs coming up around Christmas time that says, "'Tis the season." Tis the season for what? Well, the choice is ours. Tis the season for anxiety, depression, discouragement, frustration. Could be if we decide to pursue that direction. Or we could say it is the season to be thankful, to remember, to love, and to look forward with hope. Well, guys, as I said at the beginning of this episode, it has been an awesome, awesome opportunity to walk with you through season two of this podcast. And I'm so excited and looking forward to what season three holds. Got some great ideas, got some great concepts that we're working on. Constantly trying to improve and find relevant and good information to share with you guys. And guys, I hope that you have a awesome, awesome holiday season, that your Thanksgiving and your Christmas this year is a time that is a positive thing for you. And guys, as always, if there's ways that ideas or thoughts that you have, shoot us an email. We'd love to hear from you and look forward to, as I said, coming back season three, and let's ride this on. Well, guys, in the meantime, as always, stay sharp, stay safe, stay vigilant. Godspeed.